what up, CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up? Yep. What up, CJSF? You're tuned into 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is
Yale.
And that's
Vincent.
What? We missing somebody. What?
Is that really Yale?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like Yale. Who is that?
Oh, crap.
Oh, man, he's been caught. Oh, that's the one and only Marcus, all right?
Yeah. The one who actually practices bass.
You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom, okay, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist. And sometimes we talk about the music we enjoy, and sometimes we ridicule each other's music because we don't accept it.
R.I.P.L. Right,
that's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get you started with some instrumentals, baby.
Yeah!
Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info. What is...
What is... What is...
Try just one...
Butches,
just one.
Butches,
just one.
Butches,
butches,
just one.
from within. It is in no way amenable to any form of inner or outer force.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Man, I can't remember anything without you.
You.
Have the two things that I love together for one night, I would be satisfied to give up, oh Christ, to give up the rest of my life, the rest of my life.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from PodStream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Yo, what up, CJSF? This is 90.1 FM Burnaby. My name is Kyle. This is...
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus. Don't even play with me right now. And that's...
Vincent.
You're damn right. And you're tuned in to Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist. Or we just kick back, relax, and listen to some music we love and talk about it. All right? What we just listened to was The Dirty Sample. The Dirty Sample is a producer from Calgary. He's known for his crunchy samples and wicked boom bap drums. He is signed to 2 record companies. God damn, man, that man's got cool down. He's signed to Han Solo Records and Mo Gravy Records. He is so wicked and awesome that not only can you find his music through physical media such as CDs and LPs, but also through Spotify and Apple Music. You know, he's worked with one and only Mercury Lees, where he sampled a wicked and wild record.
Yo, Kyle, what is sampling, man?
Oh, man. I thank you very much for asking, man. Sampling is basically the reusing of a sound, recording, and putting it into another record. Popularized by hip-hop DJ Kool Herc, with some notable moments being in the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight, Public Enemies, Rebel Without a Pause, and even Wu-Tang Clan's Cream.
How convenient.
Damn right. And yeah. Vinny, you got a question for me?
So is sampling only in hip-hop?
Nah. Man, you can find this all over the map.
Is there such a thing as rock sampling?
You know what? That's a good question, but we're going to dive into that another day here. No, it can also be found in some amazing pop records, such as Mariah Carey's Fantasy, and even Dua Lipa's Love Again, or Rihanna's Please Don't Stop the Music. And you know, some other notable moments would be such as SZA's Garden and Bryson Tiller's Exchange. And yo, Vinny, you got one more question for me, right? Where is sampling now? That is a good question, Vinny. Thank you for asking me. I appreciate you so much, yo. Yo, music, sampling has been in all forms of music for forever, man. Popularly started in the 70s and the 80s, where you find DJs just blasting records, you know. It's called a break, where they do nothing but the beat.
And so I agree.
Hop on the beat and start rapping, you know what I mean? A lot of fun. And, you know, it still does exist today in some cases where you can find it in, particularly, I think it was Beyonce's 2022 record, Break My Soul, and even Drake and 21 Savage song, Rich Flex. So, no. It can be found everywhere, man. You can find it in hip-hop. You can find it in pop. You can find it in R&B. It's got all that cool jazz. And basically, the sum up of it is taking a sound recording and putting it into another record. And it's absolutely amazing. And you just heard that all over with the Dirty Samples record. Listened to You Love Me, Question Mark, and The Vision, and Just One. Marcus, I believe you had a question for me.
Sorry to interrupt, but how rich is Rich Flex if he has a rich name?
Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Rich Flex, man. You know, they got to be having all these fancy cars. You know, the big gold watches. You know, they walking around with their Gucci bags. You know, all that fancy stuff. The Gucci flip-flops walking around on the beach without a shirt. Money sticking out their back pocket. That's what I picture. What do you picture, huh? What do you picture a Rich Flex as, huh? What is a Rich Flex?
1957 Les Paul Murphy Lab Light.
Hell yeah. Les there Paul. We go. That's quite the Rich Flex right there, if you ask me, man. You'd be walking around stunting with that thing. Ooh.
Do you know what that is, Kyle?
Yo, no, I don't. Vinny, quick question for you. What's a Rich Flex to you, buddy?
What Marcus said.
Is that right, man? Come on, y'all know I don't know anything about guitars, man. Yo. Somebody got to give me a quick, brief explanation as to what these guitars are. So who's ready to hop up onto the mic?
Well, basically, the older Les Pauls are very scarce because at the time the Les Paul was created was not a very popular guitar.
Oh, yeah?
So, especially, I believe it's the, what year was the Burst Les Paul, the really old one, 1956? It's a really expensive guitar now because back when they created it, it wasn't very popular, so not many were made. But then later in the 70s and the 80s, when rock music with distortion became a lot more popular, people started gravitating towards the Les Pauls. Okay. And those older ones became really sought after. So some of them can go for, you know, $500,000.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and there have been countless reissues and remakes of the old ones because people love them so much.
Goodness sakes, you
Vincent,
know.
Vincent, remember when Yale said he would buy me that guitar? Swore on his life.
He promised you a guitar and he didn't get you a guitar? Oh, how sad. Boo.
Sent to eternal damnation.
Boo hoo. All right, I think we can find a better explanation in this next song here. All right, we're going to listen to some Crimson Shadows, Whispers of War.
No.